Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno, the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions. TheSecurityAdvocate.com is his website. We're talking about recently, most recently, we've been talking about the phishing, including some spear phishing challenges that you and I could be up against. These are really sophisticated, well thought out, maybe even targeted, maybe even inside information phishing attempts at us that cause us to click on something and open something up, go to a website that's tainted, or open something up that's tainted. I've got pretty good security software. That if I've ever wandered over into something that was dangerous, looked even smelled dangerous, it pops up a little warning and says, "Hey, you probably don't want to go here." So I've got some pretty good stuff, but I don't trust it completely. And so a lot of times I'll mouse over something that looks pretty darn legitimate to see where the links are going.
That's a great point. It's always good to hover over any link you get in email, even if it's from someone you know.
And if you aren't sure that it's an original from JimBlasingame.com or whatever, even if it's got the company's name somewhere in the body of it, if it's not their domain, then you probably got trouble.
Well, here's what can be even scarier. There are ways to fake the domain, too. Even if it comes from Jim at thesmallbusinessadvocate.com, it's still a good idea to say, well, you know, this looks a little off kilter, and I didn't email Jim first. Let me give him a call. He's a great guy. Let me just see what's up. I call you, and you go, Scott, what are you talking about?
Or send him an email, or even whatever it takes. Just say, hey, man, did you just send me something? Because what's amazing, they're so prolific with these things, Scott, as you know.
Well, one thing about sending an email, if it looks like it's coming from someone you know, like let's say you're emailing me,
right?
I want to make sure if I'm curious about it, I don't hit reply.
Oh, yeah, no. I agree,
I hit forward and I, you know, start typing in Jim and your name will come up. And then I send it to you. Jim, did you send this to me?
Yeah, if you do reply, it'll go back to the bad guys.
But exactly.
But okay, what are some other things we can do to protect ourselves?
Well, there are obviously some nasty versions of this. One thing to consider, the one I was talking about in the previous segment, was the idea that the employee is hit directly by the scammers and given the fake wire information. They can also, we were talking a little bit earlier about the idea that higher-level employees might not be as secure. Hackers know this. Yeah. So what they might do is they'll first compromise the email account of someone like your CFO or CTO, or just your boss, your owner. And then that person's account will be used to send the fraudulent information to the employee who says, oh, the big boss, okay, I'll change this. So there are lots of different ways to hit it. What you can do to actually protect yourself, which is obviously a key thing, make sure that you're looking at basically what's called out-of-band communication. What I mean by that is, let's say you get the email, even if it doesn't look even a little bit fishy, if it has anything financial attached to it, you know, change wire transfer information, something like that, you have to confirm it. And that's got to be a basic process that's always in place. Mm-hmm. Every time any change of any payment information must be confirmed, but it's got to be done, like I say, out of band. So if it's done via email originally, you don't confirm it via email, you call this person up. Don't use a number in the email, obviously, because hackers aren't stupid. They'll say, hey, yeah, call us at this number. And that, of course, will be their number, and they'll give you plenty more fraudulent
information. Well, that's also why you should never put your any kind of security information in an email. Like your credit card information, your social security numbers. You shouldn't put those things in an email. If you got a secure website where you're buying stuff or something, you know.
Well, one other thing to consider here: if a hacker does get into an email account, about the first thing you're going to do is do a search for different relevant terms. I mean, if you want to have a little fun, right after you get off this, after you stop listening to the program, go into your own email account and search for password and see what comes up. You're going to look and go, oh my, I didn't realize that was still there.
That's right.
The thing is, hackers will search for that immediately.
Now you got me scared, Scott. I will have to do that myself.
Yep, we're all human. That's the thing. And it's like it winds up like a couple of months back. You don't even remember it, and then you realize, oh, right, I paid for that. There's my number. Or you get some companies that aren't terribly secure.
Right.
If you forget your password, rather than having you come to the site and reset it, they'll send you your password in plain text, basically plain English.
That's right. That's right.
So you can look at it and go, oh, good, I've got it. But so can any hacker who just searches for
passwords. And the best way, the best ones will say, just go here and change your password. But
yeah,
but
exactly.
The other thing, Scott, we've got to wrap it up here. Bottom line is, it's getting harder and harder to be safe, isn't it, online?
It is. You know, the best first defense, and I know it sounds almost basic, skepticism.
And common sense.
You know, don't assume everything is wrong or bad right. before you see it. I realize I sound like the crazy uncle saying, kids, don't play with your Christmas toys. But,
yeah.
You know, to an extent, it's you're always safest when you're making sure that you're guarded. And everybody assumes they always know better. If you see articles about these things, half the comments are people going, I would never fall for that.
Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today. I'll see you next time. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.